today based on what you see in your future, not based on what you've experienced in your past.
Wow. Wow.
I'm telling you, there are people who get upset in road rage. There are people who don't speak to people. There are people who just have challenges because they're past people. They're people who focus on the past. And I like to operate based on what I want in my future. So that means the thing I do today, because I can't control yesterday, whether I wanted to or not.
Right.
Like, I literally cannot control what happened yesterday, even if I want to change. And look, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. No one watching this is perfect. And if you could change something in your past, I'm sure you would.
Sure.
But you can't. So why respond today based on something you can't change no matter what? Why not respond today? Why not act today based on what you want to see? Because that we can change. We can change our future. And how do we change our future? Based on the decisions we make today, based on the choices we make today, based on the actions that we take today, based on the things that we say today.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
It's Tracy Self. I'm back. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience. This is Darnell Self, my partner in crime here.
And where are we today?
We're in Morocco. I still can't believe it.
Yeah, we're in Marrakesh. We started off in Casablanca, and we have had some experiences since we've been here.
Oh my gosh.
We've done, over the last 2 days, what would normally take someone 4 or 5 days.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you guys will see some of that, especially if you follow us on social media. We've done hot air ballooning, and we've gone to all these different markets.
But wait, let's back up a little bit. Not only did we do hot air ballooning, it was the first time either one of us have ever done it.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Morocco, and we did it at sunrise.
Yeah,
we woke up at 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, and the food has been amazing.
Oh, yes.
I even did some snake charming today.
I didn't go to that part at all.
Oh, man. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about today,
but even though it is. Also, just before we finish, I have a message from my masseuse.
Mm-hmm.
Dear masseuse, amazing Moroccan lady, I was a little shy earlier to ask you, but will you come home with me? I've never in my life, like of all of my years, had someone do that to my ankles and my feet.
Mm. Mm. Okay. After 53 years, huh?
Yes.
That's a big statement.
That's a big deal. So if you're watching, consider it, please. Okay.
No, and look, since we're talking about massages, I experienced the first time a four hands massage.
Wait, what?
Four hands at one time.
Wait, you had two people in there?
Yes. Well, three, including me.
Oh.
It was like, it was an experience. I recommend it.
Do
at least one time in your life. Yeah.
You?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only thing is, like, you know, normally one person's given a certain amount of pressure and they're like, is it okay? Do you want? But you got two different people. So someone maybe has a little bit more strength than somebody else. So it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed it. It was great. All right. It actually kind of has something to do with the topic for today.
Yes.
Because for those who've just joined the Self-Talk Experience podcast.
Welcome.
We're excited that you're here because we've learned, it's been our experience, mm-hmm. that when we shifted the things we were saying to ourselves about ourselves, mm-hmm. we started attracting different things for ourselves. And I know that sounds cliche. It sounds like, oh, yeah, it's nice to say good things. But no, listen, guys, you have tens of thousands of conversations with yourself every day. And what if those conversations could be shifted in a way where you started believing things you otherwise wouldn't believe, mm-hmm. unless you heard them often enough that you started believing and executing on those things, because that's all you knew. But what happens is we've learned from our parents, we've heard from our teachers, we've learned from or heard from our best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so those conversations seem to steer us in a direction where we start to then replay those conversations. And that becomes our self-talk, which is not even our self-talk, even though it is, it's the talk that someone else has said about us, and because they entered our ear gates, we now repeat that often, like, maybe I'm not good enough, maybe I'm not pretty enough, maybe I'm not smart enough.
But that's all we know, babe. That's all we've heard, right?
Yeah.
So until we shift and listen to something else, that's the movie that we play.
Well, that's exactly, that's what self-talk is all about, though.
Right.
It is the repetitive things, being aware of the repetitive things we're saying to ourselves, because you're right, most mm-hmm. people replay their past and they don't project their mm-hmm. future based on the movie that they want to see. They're only replaying the movie that they have seen. And it takes intentionality. Mm-hmm. You have to be in practice, because otherwise you will, well, I shouldn't even say that. It should be intentional practice about saying good things to yourself, mm-hmm. because we are in practice, unfortunately, of saying negative things to ourselves.
But when you do that, it makes your future brighter, because you're not playing what's happened in the past.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's most folks. So that's what we're going to talk about today real quickly in this self-talk episode. And we pray that not only do you get some value out of this, but you take the podcast episode and write down one mm-hmm. or two things, maybe in your notes on your phone or old school tablet. And, you know, maybe, you know, title that self-talk folder. Right.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you probably should come out with a self-talk journal. And then that way people can take notes in that one journal, especially if they're old school like me and I like to write down things. Mm-hmm. Right. I once heard to think about it. You have to put it in ink, but you have to think. Mm-hmm. Right. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if I'm writing it, I'm actually thinking about what I'm writing. So anyway, my point is prayerfully, you have an opportunity to execute on the things, even if it's just one or two things from each one. We know you'll say better things to yourself, and we know that you will start to attract different things for yourself, and that's our goal.
Yep, absolutely.
So listen, this will be a short broadcast here because there's a bunch of flies flying around. But that's not the reason why it's short. But we do want to share with you that most people say and do things today based on a current reality of an impression from their past. Mm. And I'm going to explain this.
Okay.
So if people have had issues with someone in their past, they all have a choice today how they respond to that.
Right.
If they had a challenge with poverty, wealth, a disagreement, mm-hmm. all those things sometimes cause people to respond today as a reaction of what's already happened.
Right.
And what I'm going to attempt to do is encourage you to act today, because it's a choice. Act today based on what you see in your future, not based on what you've experienced in your past.
Wow.
I'm telling you, there are people who get upset in road rage. There are people who...
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Don't speak to people. They're people who just have challenges because they're past people. They're people who focus on the past. And I like to operate based on what I want in my future. So that means the thing I do today, because I can't control yesterday, whether I wanted to or not.
Right.
Like I literally cannot control
what
happened yesterday, even if I want to change. And look, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. No one watching this is perfect. And if you could change something in your past, I'm sure you would.
Sure.
But you can't. So why respond today based on something you can't change no matter what? Why not respond today? Why not act today based on what you want to see? Because that we can change. We can change our future. And how do we change our future? Based on the decisions we make today, based on the choices we make today, based on the actions that we take today, based on the things that we say today.
And we have to learn also, babe, to forgive ourselves.
Yeah.
That's a big step. A lot of times we hold on to the past, and sometimes it's not about others, but it's about us and where we are with ourselves.
Yeah.
And we have to give ourselves grace. I talk about it all the time. Give yourself grace and forgive yourself. If no one else forgives you, you forgive yourself.
Yeah.
And open up your heart to move on.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, because there's sometimes we begin to doubt ourselves.
Absolutely.
And we doubt ourselves because we have not unshackled ourselves from something that's held us back in the past. And sometimes that's, you know, we often say people may need therapy. They need a friend mm-hmm. to be able to, yeah. they trust that they could share something with and say,
safe
look,
space.
I got to release this because yeah. it's holding me back. And I know it's holding me back from the thing that I deserve, the thing that I feel I've been purposed to do, mm-hmm. called to do, the thing I desire to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes we just never get it done because we're still making decisions today based on something from yesterday.
And it's hard too, because sometimes it takes us a second.
Yeah.
But I've learned to recover faster than I used to.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to look back and have wasted time.
I know.
And I have wasted a lot of time. I have. And I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah, we all have. We all have. And you have, listen, I'll just say publicly, you have your growth in that regard has been exponential up and to the right.
Thanks,
yes, because what used to take you months to let go turned into weeks, and what turned into weeks turned into a day. And now some of the things that used to take you like all day, I'd be like, what's wrong, babe? You okay? You're like, yeah, and I knew something was wrong. But now literally you can let go in minutes. And before you know it, I'll say, hey, it happened. You let it go. And don't get me wrong, different things take longer.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Of course.
But I'm saying the same thing that perhaps would take you 3 months, if it takes you a month now, don't beat up on yourself that it's still a month. Give yourself some credit that it is no longer three months.
Exactly.
Right? Don't beat up on yourself. If you still messed up all day, you're like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I just need time for myself.
That's okay.
Don't beat up on yourself. Mm-hmm. Just be thankful that it no longer takes you 3 days.
Yeah.
So this is the type of self-talk we talk about. Instead of why is this happening to me? Why is this happening for? Why is this happening for me? And it positions you in a place where now you look for solutions and you don't focus on the problem.
Well, thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
You're so sweet.
Yeah. Honest, right? And that's what I want from all of us, for us to be honest with ourselves,
yes.
to say, you know what? There's growth and awareness that can occur.
Mm-hmm.
And today is my first day of the rest of the days of my life. And when you look at it that way, like you said, we'll start making decisions differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So guys, listen, we're coming towards the end of this year. And before you know it, you know, it'll be another year.
Right.
And we get to choose to say, man, I can't believe I'm still here. I'm glad I'm moving away from where I used to be. You don't even have to say I'm out of where I used to be, but I'm moving away. I know you got the plot, but I'm moving. You did that so slick, but you're moving away from where I used to be. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys elevate by shifting your self-talk and making decisions. And hopefully today, somebody will say something to you and you'll think, you know what? The way I'm going to respond today is not based on where I've been in my past, but based on what I want and desire in my future. The decisions we made today here in Morocco to do certain things were based on the things that we wanted to be able to share with our kids, to perhaps inspire them to have different exposure to different cultures, different people, different religions. I believe that type of exposure gives you a different appreciation, gratitude, and even grace.
Yes.
It takes away some judgment that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not judging when I say that. I'm just saying we all have some judgment. And I think when you start increasing your level of exposure, you start to limit the judgment that we have for others. So some of the things we did today was because we wanted to elevate, and we know when we elevate, those who are closest to us elevate as well. And we pray that because you are part of this self-talk experience audience, that today maybe one or two things that we said will help you to go out and speak a brighter future.
Yes.
All right, guys, it's been another self-talk experience. Don't forget...
This is the last episode of the season.
Oh, no.
This is the last episode of the season. So we are not going to be back until 2025.
Ooh.
I know. But guess what? I feel like we should still be on location. So stay tuned for the first episode of 2025, because I think we'll still be on location. What do you think?
Why not?
You
hey,
like
let's
it?
Keep the travel game going.
Let's
I love
keep it.
Keep
it going.
Yeah, let's keep it going. If you guys like it, we love it.
Yes. I'll miss you guys so much, but I'll be back.
Yeah, we'll keep putting clips out there because we want you to go back. I know it's hard to stay every week. We
sure.
launch a new episode.
So catch up.
Yeah, so here's our opportunity to catch up. So we do 3 months on, 3 months off, 3 months on, 3 months on, 3 months off. So the 3 months that we're off, you can either one, go watch one that you've already watched before, because sometimes hearing something the second time, you receive something new that you didn't receive the first time.
Yes.
And plus, watching one that perhaps you didn't finish or you were distracted while you watched it, we encourage you to go watch it. Because again, if our mistakes can help you to avoid some of the pitfalls in life, then we're honored to be able to do that.
And also, sometimes if you've already listened, maybe you have an opportunity to watch, right?
Yeah.
Get a different perspective.
Because you can see that pretty face.
Because you can
see me. Remember, guys, the self-talk experience, the things we say to ourselves about ourselves will eventually determine what we attract for ourselves.
And if anyone out there knows my masseuse, tell her to give me a call.
Hey, let's show this beautiful view as we disconnect here. Pick up that mic for me. Look at this, guys, as we disconnect.
Okay.
On top here.
Beautiful. They just missed my mom and dad.
Gotta come experience again. All right, guys. Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself. Talk good to yourself.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.